front sights. Good shot.
Larry Evans, a former law enforcement officer, is giving me tips on my stance, grip, and sighting techniques as I aim my green Glock Model 22 at a target in the firearms training range at Gander Mountain in DeForest.
Don't let it move.
Before the training session, Evans told me he's glad Wisconsin is joining other states that allow people to carry a concealed weapon. He believes it will keep everyone safer.
I believe individuals have the right to defend themselves and families and others. It's one of the reasons I got into law enforcement. I'm the type of person who protects the innocent, the weak, and the people who can't defend themselves. So individuals need to have that right.
Evans says that with that right comes the need to learn how to use a weapon properly. The Gander Mountain Training Facility's got the latest in computer technology to do that, including firing ranges and rooms equipped with ceiling-high TV screens to project scenarios like knife-wielding thugs rushing at you so you can learn to use a weapon under stress. Department of Justice Administrator Brian O'Keefe says it's not clear yet how intensive required training for a concealed carry permit will be.
We will not be one of the strictest states in the country, but we will have some minimum standards to make sure that the people understand the safest way of handling those firearms.
Come November 1st, concealed carry permits will be available for a $50 fee and proof of proper training. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.